And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's called 3 years ahead. I misspelled it on the piece of paper and put 3 tiers ahead. It's 3 years ahead. My fault. Second, you're going to hear one you haven't heard. It's called Not Knit, Not Knit, which is not knit, but not yet, which it is all about being yet. And you're going to find out what this whole yet thing is. The professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, is going to join us live in today's Facebook post. Everybody rents.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for cinnamon donuts. Because I can't have any, so I don't want to talk about it. It's that easy. Hey, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. That's right. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple of things to run in your direction. Number one, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the first thing we want to tell you. Number two, if you are interested in saving some money on products and services, we encourage you to go to CrazyPriceMall.com. That's crazyprice.mall.com. You get some discounts there, some pretty good discounts. The KPRZ app is available. If you go to your app store, just type in KPRZ, you can get it for free. The Pastor's Appreciation Lunch coming up October 5th. You want to go to kprz.com for that information. And if you're looking for some inspiration, I've noticed that on Facebook, my wife and I are having to be more selective because the venom is so bad in so many places that we're being more selective in what we're allowing into our thought process. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that whatever you're looking at on Facebook, you want it to be, you know, things that are encouraging, uplifting, that you want it to be things that are strengthening. There's a passage in Philippians which comes to mind, so I'm just going to turn there and read it to you, and it has to do with focusing on things that are, you know, what's the word we're looking for? Better. And here's what it says in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. It's the nicest way in the world to say, stop thinking about all the garbage. It's making your life garbagey. I mean, this is what it says, right? You want to share something? Okay. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, let's get the right things going. Right? Come on. That's enough. Hokey dokey, get ready. Take a deep breath. If you're on the road, take a deep breath because you're probably not going to get there any faster no matter what I do or don't say. And you should be concentrating on your driving. Anyway, this particular devotional diamond of the day is called 3 years ahead. 3 years ahead. Leviticus chapter 25. We have done more devotional diamonds of the day, more DDDs out of Leviticus in this last 2 months than ever in the show's history. So I'm having a great time doing that. It says this, obey all the Lord's laws and commands so you may live in safety in the land. The land will produce its crops and you will have all you want to eat and will live in it safely. But someone may ask what there will be to eat during the seventh year when no fields are planted and no crops are gathered. The Lord will bless the land in the sixth year, so it will produce enough food for 2 years. And when you plant your fields in the eighth year, you'll still be eating what you harvested during the sixth year. And you'll have enough to eat until your crops, the crops that you plant, have been harvested. All of that tough, really seemingly difficult Leviticus stuff to say this. One, the difference between a command and a law. Haven't you ever wondered about that? A command is an order to do something. A law or laws are a body of rules or standards that are issued. Just in case you were ever wondering if there was a difference. Yeah, one is specifically commanded. One comes from the group of those commanded. Number two, it says this. The land will produce its crops and you will have what you want. You know that the Lord is not opposed to you having things that are good for you. Food, if it's good for you. Gorging is not good. Undereating is not good. There's balance in all things in the kingdom of God. But there is a little thing here in Leviticus that skips by me all the time. And I'm just really appreciative that somebody helped me with it and that I can catch it when they're kind of sharing it. And it's this. The Lord had a plan for the people of God and the land of the Lord. And what he told them was, you know, in the seventh year, I don't want you to do that same kind of, you know, planting and reaping and so on and so forth. I want you to give the land a rest. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, I don't know how we're going to do that. And then every 49 years for the year of Jubilee, for the 49th year or the 50th, everything is released, goes back to original owner. It's like the biggest reset button in the world, okay? But the question that the people had was, well, wait, this is an honest question. If we're not planting in the seventh year, how are we supposed to eat? And here's what the Lord committed to. I want you to get this. He said, you plant in the sixth year. You do what I'm telling you to do. You obey me. You follow my laws and you obey this command. And I'm going to give you everything you want. You're going to work in the sixth year and you're going to plant and you're going to reap. And there's going to be enough in that sixth year so that in the seventh year, you'll still be eating. And in the eighth year, you'll still be eating. Over this 3-year period, I'm going to coordinate it so that you get extra so that you don't have to worry about coming up short. And so between the sixth year and the seventh year and the eighth year, we're going to work a little arrangement out. You take care of the land. I'm going to take care of you. The Lord is going to bless the people through the sixth year, so much so that they would be covered through the eighth year. Ready? I don't know why I don't see this. I can't believe God for 6 minutes from now, but he's working out a system that the sixth and seventh and eighth year are covered, if I'm listening to him. But I am not operating there because half the time I'm not obeying on what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do. And here the Lord's got a plan for the nation that's years ahead. Got a message for you. You know how you don't know what's coming around the corner? You know how you don't know what will happen in a year? God does. God already knows the produce that's coming from the land. God knows what the efforts are going to yield from your labor before you've ever labored. God knows ahead of time what is and isn't going to happen. Now, if you had somebody that had knowledge about the future and had knowledge about ahead of time, you think maybe listening is good? It's a good idea. The guy knows what's going on. So maybe connecting with him who knows becomes more practical, not fantasiacal, because after all, if he knows what's going to happen and you're connecting to him, isn't that a good thing? Because then I'm connecting to the one who knows what will happen and he can tell me ahead of time. Let me explain something to you. When David would say, well, should I trust these people or are these people going to give me up? Then the Lord would say, don't trust him or do trust him. God would give him all the alternatives because the Lord knows everything that's going to happen, everything that could happen, everything that would happen, everything that should happen. All of that is in the palm of God's hand. All right, let me ask you a question. What kind of produce, what kind of fruits are you going to yield 2 years from now? Tell me what they are. What are they? What are they? What do you mean you don't know? But God knows. And so we're worried about a month from now, and God's got things set up years from now. We're thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And God's thinking, well, when he gets over here, I'm going to have him turn here. Then she's going to go over here and do this. What I want you to see is he's the one we need to see. We talked about that last hour. Because he's the one who sees. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows how to cover you. He knows how to protect you. He knows how to take care of you. He knows how to provide for you. He can take two fish, five loaves, and go, yowza, let's feed them all. Because God can take anything he wants to take and make it at any level he wants to make it. So let's do this. Let's have confidence that he's going in front of us and before us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry.
The role of the pastor is more critical than it is today.
Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ.
Please just change his classification so that I can adopt him when he gets back.
They aren't pets. They're warriors.
In the movie Megan Levy, which is now out on video, the female hero at its core joins the Marines and trains to become a canine handler. She and her dog Rex both have attitude problems, but together, they just might become heroes. This is an inspiring story that talks of finding something in your world to live and fight for. It shows us how the real world Megan, her dog Rex, and the Marines in general are willing to give their all to serve this nation. That said, this is a war movie. It depicts jarring violence and quite a bit of foul language on the battlefield. So I'm giving Megan Levy 2.5 detonated IEDs out of 5 for family friendliness. Before you rent or buy, check out more at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Families Plugged In.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com is the email. So Agent Squires and I were just talking on the off, and I've just decided I'm just going to go off on this because this is a good one. There is a reality element in our lives that talks about what we do and what we don't allow as the things that we meditate on. That might be the way, and we allow it and we don't allow it, okay? So this is, and it's not directly directed at Agent Squires, but he gave me the launch pad for it, so I'm going to use it. And so prior to me doing that DDD, I talked about the fact that the scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. And it is inevitable that in our society, which is a media-driven society, that the media is, now I'm not just talking about news or anything, I'm talking about just the whole multimedia realm, is there's just a lot of, there's a lot of human communication, which I think is a part of the process of people learning about themselves, but there's a lot of negative, not just divisive, but there's a lot of communication that's cutting. It cuts you. There's a lot of communication that makes fun of God. There's a lot of communication on the internet and on streaming and, you know, on regular television and on cable, on Dish and on all those things and in magazines, that the intent, there's no intent behind any of it to help people. The intent for the most part of it is to be able to get away with as much as you can, to make money off it, to, you know, to make a message of, you know, me first or something first, whatever the case may be. And the point I'm bringing up about this is simple. There's so much trash out there that if you let all that trash into you all the time, you're going to turn into trash. How about that? You think, oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, so when it says in the scripture, as a man thinks within himself, so he is, do you think it's ridiculous when the scripture is trying to say the more you take in that way, the more you become? How is that any different than you eating nothing but, you know, fast food for the rest of your life? Let's say you just eat, you know, hamburger, 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 hamburger. I love the idea. Don't get me wrong. But hey, eventually you're going to become a hamburger. I mean, it's like you become that at some point. And what I'm saying is, if you just take in, one of the things my wife and I used to do, we used to watch murder mysteries on TV, right? So we used to watch murder. We used to watch all the, well, we didn't watch all the Law and Orders, but we did watch the CSIs. And I don't know if you, did you guys ever watch those kind of shows?
There's a lot of things like on the OWN network, repeats of, I think it's like Dateline, where it's like the, I always go, oh, is this another murder mystery?
Right, where it's always some kind of thing. And then you end up watching, there's almost like the train wreck effect where you're just like, and you want to see what happens. And the problem is, if you watch murder after murder after murder after murder on television, guess what is going to happen? You are either going to be overly fascinated or desensitized. And one of those things are going to happen. Well, neither one of those is good. And so you can so diet your life by the intake, it can affect you. Now, I happen to be one of the people that strongly disagree with my own corporation. I don't think people should listen to Christian radio 24/7. I don't think that's, I think there becomes a kind of a non-balanced existence depending on what you're listening to. Now, I guess if you're listening to diverse elements, you can kind of balance that out. But if you're a Pentecostal and you only listen to Pentecostal, that doesn't seem like a lot of balance. If you're a Baptist and you only listen to Baptist, that doesn't seem like a lot of balance. I don't see that progressive or that growth element. What I do see is that you should never take in into your system that which would harm your communion with God. That is the standard. So if you're watching, we were talking about Big Bang, and I got to, you know, like Chris Gordon, Pastor Chris Gordon is a good example. They're not fans, and I understand he knows that there's some comedy, they're not fans, but he's right. There's some really negative or bad things in there. If you watch that show and it bothers you, you should not watch that show. This is not legalism. This is you, between you and God. If there's a Christian out there and they watch it and doesn't bug them, how could you possibly care? If it doesn't offend them, so what? That's them. Good.
I feel like it disturbs my spirit sometimes.
Well, if it disturbs your spirit, then you shouldn't. That's your indicator. The best thing in the world for Christians to do is to stop trying to say everybody's the exact same, because that's not true. And everybody can have the exact same tolerance. I bet I can take more Tabasco than most of you. So that's not true. I didn't say everybody. I said most of you. But if I watch a show and it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me. I mean, that's the end of it. I've had people get mad at me because I'm, how I put it, arrogantly, I admit, I'm more secure in my faith. It just doesn't bug me. It doesn't bother me because I don't, see it as part of the presence. However, if my watching that affects another believer, now we're into the meat that offends, meat that doesn't offend process. We're not supposed to do anything that's going to offend our brother in any capacity, so it's not something to boast about. But everybody needs an individual, ding-dong in their brain. You need an individual doorbell that says, ding-dong, not good. And if you're watching something and it bugs you, stop watching it. There's no justification for watching it when the spirit within you is rising up. If it doesn't bother somebody else, don't judge them based on your consciousness between you and God. That's not right. You know better than that. That's not justification, but you have to be right between you and God. You have to make sure that when you do these things, you do this unto the Lord. You believe as unto the Lord. You don't do this in a way to bring somebody else down, but you have to establish your own place first. You see what I'm saying? You have to establish that comfort place. And no, not everything on TV is good for you. And in fact, a lot of it's not good for you. So we watched the other day. Now, here's where I would have a difference with opinion. I'm not telling people what to watch or what not to watch. But we watched the other day. We watched Toy Story. I don't happen to have a problem with Toy Story that it's mystical that the toys came alive in an animated. I don't see that as a great mysticism of spiritual defiance. I see that as a pretty dopey movie that had a good theme song. So I guess that kind of thing doesn't bother me. But if it bothers you, don't watch it. But don't put that on somebody else. Just don't watch it. Or if you're in their house and you don't like it, don't sit there and watch it. Some people don't like football. Don't watch it. Some people don't like hockey. There's a whole repentance seminar for you. Oh, I'm kidding. Anyway, you may. I don't know. I don't know what works for you, what doesn't. Just don't let things into your system that are going to bug you. And one thing I do say a lot that is important is if you get into your apartment or your house or your car or wherever you're at by yourself, your office, and you close the door, and you're really getting that sense of feeling slimed, because I can't think of any other word that's really accurate, that is a good time to put on worship music that you do like. That is a good time to have spiritual music, which we know drives certain demonic powers away. Just we know that from Saul having the harp played by David, who we know what his music was like. We have all his written songs. But good worship music is a great cleansing element for your heart and mind. If you just need to clear it out. It's not the end all. It's not aspirin. It's just good to clean up some of the trash. It's all over the world. So protect some of that stuff up there. If it bothers you, don't feel bad about it bothering you. Just respond to it. The Holy Spirit's the one who's working on you. Maybe you should watch a little bit less of anything that's going to hurt your spirit. I would think that's not a bad idea. But figure it out between you and the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Now take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. This can happen to me.
Was an upright man, thought I made a stand. More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
God is making all things new.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Allison Keita. Allison writes, "Gazing out my open study window, I hear birds chirping and hear and see the wind gently blowing in the trees. Bales of hay dot my neighbor's newly tilled field, and large white cumulus clouds stand out in contrast to the brilliant blue sky. I'm enjoying a little bit of paradise, except for the almost incessant noise of the traffic that runs past our property and the slight ache in my back. I use the word paradise lightly because though our world was once completely good, it no longer is. When humanity sinned, we were expelled from the Garden of Eden, and the ground was cursed. Since then, the earth and everything in it has been in bondage to decay. Suffering, disease, and our deaths are all a result of humankind's fall into sin. Yet God is making everything new. One day His dwelling place will be among His people in a renewed and restored creation, a new heaven and a new earth, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Until that day, we can enjoy the bright splashes and sometimes wide expanses of breathtaking beauty we see around us in this world, which is just a small foretaste of the paradise that will be." Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we've got one of the top minds in all of financial thinking just waiting to share that wisdom with us, because without that wisdom, we are just humbly not too smart. You like that, Marty? We have this one opportunity on this one day to glean from the depths and the heights of financial wisdom. And here he is, our very own Marty Schneider. Marty, how you doing?
David, hey, I am doing great. How was your Labor Day?
It was very laborious. We had to go to a wedding up in L.A., so I would say it was very labor intensive.
Oh,
that says it all.
Yeah, nothing like driving through L.A. on a day off, right?
Yeah, that part's fantastic. No, actually, the wedding was nice. It's the one thing I forgot, though, apparently in most of L.A., is air conditioning is still popular in the United States. Apparently, they forgot a lot of that. So it was, what was great is no matter what you ate, you sweated it out within 10 minutes.
Oh,
so that was nice.
Man. Yeah, well, good. So you didn't put on any calories. That's good.
Yeah, that's right. Although I do think I lost a few brain cells. All right, here's the process. If you don't know how to get in touch with Marty, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526, theretirementprofessor.com. Which means you're like the retirement professor. Type in the retirement professor. Bam! It's Marty's site. Marty, what's going on?
Golly, crazy day today. You know, kind of the first big trading day here in September, and of course, the big news was all the, you know, the tumult with North Korea, and the saber rattling continues there, and they, you know, apparently exploded a new hydrogen bomb over the weekend. So anyway, long story short, David, the stock market was nervous today, and investors kind of got spooked out, and we saw some, you know, pretty good hit today on the market as a result of that. So it was not unexpected after the weekend news, but yeah, the markets were down like 230 points on the Dow Jones average today, about 1%, so pretty good hit.
When that happens, is that, and I have to ask you because I'm asking, does that figure in now? You know, they've got another storm coming. There's a little less confidence maybe because of the North Korea element. Is that type of hit a response to all of it? Or is it really just a response to the North Korea thing?
No, I think there's a lot of irons in that fire. Like, you're absolutely right. So the North Korea thing was, you know, kind of the headlines, but you've got the storm that passed Harvey, the one that's coming that's supposed to be, you know, an all-time hurricane record. You've also got a lot of this uncertainty about the government shutdown. Are they going to put a budget together? You know, what about tax reform? That's still lingering out there, and just a lot of political uncertainty right now. On top of the horrible storms, and on top of North Korea, and so I do think it's a compilation, David, of all that. There's just not a lot of positive stuff in the headlines right now.
And then is that going to drive it down tomorrow, or are we going to see any kind of bounce back news or any horizon news, economic news that's supposed to be good anywhere?
You know, hard to say. Typically, September is a pretty volatile month. We have a lot of CEOs that are kind of back in September after vacations and getting kids in school, and now kind of people put their nose back to the grind. And what you find with a lot of the publicly traded companies, David, the stocks that are listed stocks, is now they're starting to get the window dressing put together for their balance sheets and for their third quarter and fourth quarter numbers. So they start paying attention to, you know, are they going to hit their goals, and how's Wall Street going to respond to them? So as a result of that, it can be a month where we just see big swings. Like today, a 200-point drop, we could see a 200-point, you know, if tomorrow, you know, the news is more positive or something, you know, North Korea sounds a little, less belligerent somehow, then you might see another 200-point swing up. I just think it's going to be that kind of a month.
With that, what about the hurricane itself? Did the hurricane have any, I don't know if it had a lasting impact, but did it have impact? And the reason I ask you that is because you got this other storm that's coming, and so I'm trying to figure out, are they, you know, if it turns left instead of right, is that going to cause another 200 points? I mean, that's kind of what you wonder.
Yeah, wonder about that as well. It's really hard to say. You know, I think the biggest impact of the Harvey storm was that, you know, when the president asked for, I forget the sum of money, it was a significant sum of money to intervene and help. It brought back up the whole budget question and where is it going to come from, and, you know, how they're going to negotiate those dollars and those resources. And so, you know, so indirectly there you had the storm, which was related to a huge government expenditure. And how does that all fit into, you know, to the upcoming budget discussions that are, I think, going to be pretty difficult this year?
Do you think they're going to get something done? Or, I mean, because every time I turn the news on, I have to turn it off really fast,
mm-hmm.
because I whatever they're going to say, I'm not going to like it. It doesn't even matter what they say. They could say, hey, everybody won the lotto. I'm going to be like, I'm changing it.
Yeah, it is. It's so hard to get some positive news. I agree. You know, and I look out at a day like today and I think, oh, you know, it's almost like we get numb to these big swings. And, you know, 200-point drop, you know, 15 years ago, that would have been so dramatic. But now when you've got a Dow that's at, you know, 20,000 plus, it's only a 1% hit. So, you know, the daily swings have to be in proportion to the value of the particular index. So 200 points is a lot of points, but it's a whole lot more if the Dow was at 10,000 instead of at 20,000.
Right. So because it's such a bigger percentage.
Yes.
If the stock market continues to do what it's doing, are there any particular or individual areas that are getting hit, or is this an across the board hit?
This is a pretty much across the board hit, and, you know, because what happens is, you know, as investors going to get scared, they kind of pull money into the sidelines, and what you find is a lot of the money flows into more considered safe haven kinds of investments. Like, for example, we saw, you know, the precious metals, gold and silver. They had a good day today because the stock market had a bad day. So the financial assets and the tangible assets tend to work, you know, inversely related, if you will, inversely correlated. Stocks go down. Gold and silver have good days as a result of that, because those are considered the safe haven type of assets, which is an interesting conversation, David, that we could have on another show sometime, that whole gold and silver thing.
Yeah, I do want to touch about that, because that gets back into that Bitcoin element. And, you know, it's like they're sometimes trying to create new currency. I did hear something that you might not have heard of, Marty. In Russia, they have the Whopper coin. Did you hear about that?
For real.
The Whopper coin actually does the Bitcoin process with Whopper dollars. I'm serious. And then Wow. Well, you're going to be able to buy Whoppers through this.
Wow.
So unbelievable. It's like, what?
A Whopper, isn't it? Wasn't there a burger joint that sold a Whopper? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so. But in Russia, I don't think it's called a Whopper.
Okay.
I think it's called drug testing at the IOC. Anyway, it's kind of the same thing. So that was a good joke for people that understood it. Anyway,
that's right. I like that.
What do people need to be aware of? I mean, there's a planning process, and then and then just to be honest, there's a gosh, how are you not scared to death process?
Yes.
What do you do?
You know, you create an allocation, David, that's appropriate for you based on your age and your risk tolerance level, and then you rebalance it periodically. So what that means is, if you had, just say, $100, and we said, you know, I want 50 cents in the stock market that I'm willing to, you know, bear that kind of risk with, and I want 50 cents out of the stock market. So what you kind of do is that on a quarterly basis, you look at with the value of that $100, and you say, okay, you know, now it's worth only, you know, $88. So I still want to keep my 50-50 allocation. So now I should have $44 in stocks and $44 out of stocks. And that rebalancing process is always going to allow you to do what we try to do, which is to buy in at lower prices and sell out at higher prices. So it's a way to do what most people are trying to do but can't quite figure out how to do. But automatic rebalancing and asset allocation will take care of that if people stay true to their plan. And this is always the biggest issue, David, because, you know, people get scared and they make emotional decisions and they bail out. And you know, I have people that came to see me last week that got scared out in 2008, you know, when the stock market took its big 42% hit. And they stayed on the sidelines for the last 10 years, and as a result, they missed the bounce back. So that's what we try to avoid, is those purely emotional reactions to bad times. And it's not easy for people, honestly. And frankly, that's a lot of the coaching that I do in the course of a day, is just encouraging people to stick to their plan.
Yeah, I love that. I love talking to you, because that's exactly what some people need. They just need somebody to say, I know what this is. I get the market. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. We're going to get through this. And it's like that kind of mindset.
Yeah, seen it before. You know, this isn't the first time. It may feel like the first time. And, in fact, it may be your first time. But it's not the first time. And it won't be the last time.
Right.
And so it's really a matter of kind of giving it some experience and some background, and encouraging people not to react emotionally.
Yeah, excellent advice. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to see Marty. If you see him, it doesn't cost you anything. Although when you do see him, he might say something about a pastrami sandwich, but I haven't figured out if that's going to happen yet or not. You call him, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. You can also reach him, theretirementprofessor.com. Thank you, sir, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Always great to be with you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many other historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renewed vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead the tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
I'm getting used to change as an opportunity. I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. In the past 3 years, I've had more change than in the past 20 years. Last year, right before my wedding, my husband sold his family home of 32 years, and we bought a home together. Within the next 3 months, we got married. I moved into our house and then moved from my family home of 26 years. We'd been married for only 4 weeks when my new husband went to the ER with heart problems and was diagnosed with AFib type 2. Then 6 weeks later, my father died suddenly. Some of these changes have been positive, but they've still been the means for me to have to make adjustments, which cause stress. I love what Joyce Meyer says. Change is necessary. It's a part of life. Most of us would say we want change, but we can't keep doing the things the way we've always done them and hope or expect to get a different result. Things in your life will change when you change your mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We renew our mind with the Word of God. It is living and active and has the power to change us. Will you change your mind about change? Stop and think about what you've been thinking about. All things are possible with God, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Be bold and tell God, "I want you to change me. I want you to use me to change anything in the world that you want to use me for."
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. But I feel like breaking out, having some good time, breaking out, living some life, breaking out, feeling some feelings, smiling and shaking, I'll be dancing and breaking
out. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking to you about this particular Facebook post because it doesn't need a lot of time. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, "Your land must not be sold on a permanent basis, because you do not own it. It belongs to God, and you are like foreigners who are allowed to make use of it." So one of the wondrous things in life is man's capacity to truly think he is self-created, self-evolved, self-guided, when in fact he is just self-centered and selfish. So here's something to remember that will always help. The Earth. Pretty cool, huh? It's a cool planet, right? We live on it. It's not ours.
"You don't understand, Dave. It's Mother Nature's."
No. God calls the planet an it. It's not Mother Nature. It's God's planet. It's God's land. It's God's property. And he is allowing you and I the privilege of utilizing it and using it. And it is important to understand that from a humility point of view, when he says we want to do a new heavens and a new earth, there's a reason why we're not going to bandage this bad boy up and see it recycle. So for everybody out there who wants to fight about it, fight all you want. But in Isaiah and in Revelation and in 2 Peter, there's a new heavens and a new earth because this particular land has been polluted by sin, not by a Dixie cup that's on the side of a highway. And the sin that God enumerates in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, as well as some other passages, is all of these self-centered, sexual, idolatry-style sins, along with murder and rape, thievery, and all the rest, including lying, which is one of the few sins that's mentioned multiple times in small schematics, all of that has polluted the land. And the Lord is going to redeem that land, just much like it says in Romans chapter 8. But it is important to understand that as much as we do here, and this has been the theme for the whole show, that every breath comes from God. He owns all of it. He's allowing us the privilege of using it. And it would really be helpful for us if instead of dissing him at every possible place and in every possible way, we would honor him. You don't honor God by saying all transgender people are fantastic and God shouldn't be in the public square. It's not how you do it. You know it and I know it. Okay? We first and foremost connect with the Lord as he calls us to. We find the redemption of that which was lost in the garden through the works of Jesus Christ that enable us to have a relationship with God. We participate in that relationship, and we bring others around us in our lives to participate in that relationship, and we do what we can only under the power of the Holy Spirit to advance that understanding of that relationship worldwide, although it does start in Jerusalem and go to Samaria and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. You and I, we're visitors for a short time, but there is coming a day. And if it's eschatologically simply through a trumpet, or if it's through a millennium kingdom that's established for 1,000 years, or whatever fashion that manifests in, because personally, I'm not caring. What I'm caring about is there's coming a day when all that we have is our fellowship with God, and that's all we will need. He owns it all. The one thing that he asks of you and I is for us to give him our hearts. So instead of thinking that you're in control or I'm in control or we know better or they know better, blah, 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 give the Lord God Almighty your heart. You don't have to go through a big ceremony, but you got to be honest and tell him, I don't get it, but I need your help. And then let's see what he does, because he's been helping us since the very beginning of our own defiance and stupidity. Folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise.